Mr. Petković, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you tell us about the program of upcoming Sydney Sacred Music Festival 2018? When and where will it be held?
Well, it started on last Saturday. We started at Mossman Art Gallery, and that was the first. And we're going to end on the 16th at a refugee welcome centre, having a ukulele picnic with 200 people, 100 refugees, 100 people playing ukuleles, and hopefully have a big mass concert together.
How long have you been working on the Sydney Sacred Music Festival project, and what's your role?
Well, I'm the festival director, the artistic director of the Sacred Music Festival. This is our 8th year, so I actually initiated it 8 years ago, and that was at the time the anniversary, 10th anniversary of September 11. And at that time, I really felt the need. There was a lot of, you know, racism and going on towards all sorts of people from diverse cultures, so I really felt the need to develop something that showcases the positive nature of our wonderful multicultural society.
Do you receive any grants or funding for this festival?
I don't. It's all been run on a volunteer basis, basically, and me having to talk to my good friends in different art centres saying, hey, I've got this idea. Can you pay for it so the artists get paid? So that's been the majority of it. So, and every now and again, we've been able to get some project funding from Create New South Wales, and I got some money from the Australia Council as well to develop a world music orchestra, which we did in 2014. And from Create New South Wales, I got some money to do something called Worlds Collide, which was a mix of different music coming together, electronic, hip-hop and world music, to make sacred music across those genres. So they were all project-based.
What inspired you to develop this festival?
I think, like I was saying earlier, it's really about seeing the politics of the time being very negative towards anyone that was different from the homogenous Western culture. So my experience of working in Western Sydney has been there's many fabulous people from different cultures and from different faiths, and amazing hidden gems. Like, for instance, we're working this year with Shorat Tursun, who's a Uyghur. They're the Muslims in China who are under a lot of stress from the Chinese government at the moment. But, you know, their culture is amazing. We played the other night and they played a 1,500-year-old song cycle that went for 1 hour that showcased dance music of their culture from the Silk Road, you know, and that stuff just... He's a truck driver from Kasula.
When you were young, did you think that you would be what you are now?
When I was young, I didn't have a clue what I wanted to do with my life. My parents were migrants, of course, working in construction industry and all that. And I didn't have a passion for anything, and we didn't have arts and culture in our life at home. So it was a self-discovery journey of finding myself out and finding out that, hey, I'm actually a creative human being that can do things artistically. And so that started my path towards art and culture, basically.
What do you consider your greatest success?
I think my greatest success is that the festival's still going 8 years later. We've been lucky enough to start a community organisation called Sacred Currents and have a great committee of people helping now to bring the festival together. And, you know, and those little successes along the way, like creating a world music orchestra of 11 different people from 11 different cultures coming together from different faiths and different cultures to create new music that represents Australia, and Australia that is now and happening, not some Australia that happened 200 years ago.
What have been your favourite music venues you have had the opportunity to perform at so far?
Well, I think my favourite one is Building 20, which is in the Armoury, the old Armoury in Sydney Olympic Park. So it's basically an armoury that used to hold bombs inside of it. So it's 3 long concrete tunnels, and when you click your finger, it reverberates through the whole place very strongly. So we have, each year we put a concert in there where we have 3 different artists in 3 different spaces, and the audience move from one chamber to the other. So getting to see the artists performing there, where they have to perform in a different way. Like, we had a Sydney Symphony Orchestra violinist come in, but because of the large reverb, he couldn't just play automatically. He had to listen to the sound, had to listen to the architecture of the space and respond differently. And that's really what this festival is about, that not only the artists playing differently, but giving the audience the opportunity to participate and listen in a more active way. And this wonderful Building 20 is able to do that.
What type of music do you perform most? And is it the hard job for you?
It's not a hard job. It's a pleasure. It's a blessing to be part of this project. Like, I'm lucky that, you know, I get to put wonderful people together to create new opportunities for themselves. And also as a performer, I get a chance to share my vision and love for cross-cultural music with other people. So when I'm not doing the Sacred Music Festival, I'm developing, you know, new combinations of music that really inspires me and I think is innovating something and creates a new sound for Australian music, something that includes us all.
And what are your plans for the future?
My plans for the future is my 90, which will be next year. So I'm hoping that the festival is able to become much more sustainable from a financial point of view, where we're able to continue to find these hidden gems in our community, continue to create new work that's innovative and not created anywhere else in the world, because we have these natural resources, as they call them, these hidden gems, and bringing them together in a different way creates something new. And I want to continue to find these hidden and beautiful spaces in Sydney to perform wonderful music in.
And in the end, I would once again ask you to tell us where and when the festival will be held.
The festival is held all over Sydney from the 1st to the 16th of September, various places from Parramatta to DY to Sydney City and to Ashfield. In the middle weekend, we're having a big hub in Ashfield where we have four performances at the Ashfield Town Hall in partnership with the Inland West Council. And that's really exciting. We had some free events. We're having sacred music from China. We're having the Sacred Rituals of the Balkans, which is an amazing project, working with Bulgarian, Serbian, Macedonian communities coming together. And we're having a women's gathering where we have different women come together to perform their sacred ceremonies and music, and then having a panel afterwards to talk about it. So that's really exciting. And the weekend after, we've got a wonderful refugee picnic. We'll have 200 ukuleles playing together. Mm-hmm. And the Curated Silence Project at Building 20. So it's a lot of beautiful work going on around our city.
Mr. Petković, thank you very much for being a guest in our today's program.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.